The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show, sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Yes, it is the top five news stories of the day at five, checking in at number five.
Number five.
That's right, Orion. It sounds so much better when he says it. Chicago police say they have passed a milestone in illegal gun seizures. Police have confiscated more than 10,000 guns from city streets so far this year. Police Superintendent Johnson said today in a news conference that beats the 9,800 guns recovered in 2018. The department averages about 7,000 guns seized each year. Johnson used the announcement to criticize current gun laws, the treatment of gun offenders in court as well.
You know what? I've always been for bond reform. Let me make that perfectly clear. For nonviolent people, I think that the message is that we have to understand as a society, not just in Chicago, but across this country, we have to treat people that have illegal guns differently. We have to treat violent offenders differently than somebody that's shoplifting because they're hungry. That just doesn't make sense to me. The fact that in Cook County, people charged with retail theft spend more time pre-trial in jail waiting for their court date than gun offenders, that's ridiculous to me. And so we just have to continue the dialogue and agree that we do have to treat violent offenders a little differently.
Eddie Johnson sounds a lot more relaxed since he announced his retirement, doesn't he? And as my dad used to say, common sense is not too common. And lighter gun laws in neighboring states, also the subject of Eddie Johnson's announcement today.
We sit in between Wisconsin and Indiana who have laxed gun laws, and it's easy for the criminal element in Chicago to go across the borders, fill up a duffel bag with guns, and then distribute them throughout our city. So until we stop those kinds of flows, we're going to continue to see this problem. And it just befuddles me that we can't pass universal background checks. Think about this. When you go to sell your car, what's the first thing you have to do? Get the proper paperwork in order to transfer the car, right? With guns, you don't see that. And I don't, for the life of me, I don't understand why we can't pass legislation to just do that one thing. Because I'm sick and tired of us catching people with the guns. And then we track down the initial owner and they say, oh, it was stolen a couple months ago. Did you tell the police? Nah, I figured I'd get around to it.
It sounds sensible to me. I mean, really. But I guess, again, you have the opposition that kind of, all of that argument kind of gets filtered by folks who do not want their guns taken from them.
Yeah, when it comes to the gun discussion, I always try to kind of be careful what I say. But I think both sides, whatever side you're on, for that person, they believe it to be common sense, like you said.
So, yeah, there seems to be room for some compromise somewhere to make everybody happy about this.
There's got
to
be.
Yeah.
We can all get along, Bob.
Yeah. Why can't we just love
each
other?
We can all agree on some things.
Yeah, I know. And really, I mean, every time I've heard Superintendent Johnson, and this isn't the first time he talked about this, it seems that he's got a reasonable request. And I don't know the answer to this, though. I don't even know if what the superintendent is talking about is the answer, is just legislation. But that's certainly part of it. So on goes the debate, on goes the discussion, and so it goes. And we will have more of the top five at five. We'll get to 4, 3, 2, and 1 when we come back after a quick break. And also, danger. Danger, do not wash your Thanksgiving turkey. This is something we will get into. What time are we going to get into that? Probably after 5:30, maybe, if we have time. Okay. If not, we'll definitely do it before 7 here on the Rokan Show. Bob Surratt pretending to know what he's doing. And in the meantime, let's update the weather and traffic situation at the moment. Lauren? All right, let's continue with Rokan's Top 5 at 5, checking in at, oh, do something first, really?
Yes.
I don't have anything Oh, Kevin, I'm sorry, Kevin.
Here we go. How Chicago police close murder cases even when the killer stays free. Nobody gets charged. WGN-TV investigates tonight at 9. Sorry about that, Bob. Let's carry on.
Sorry, that'll be edited out before the show is broadcast. I'm not concerned about that. I'm supposed to have another announcement here, but I don't have it here. So what do I do? No,
let's
I don't
see,
have
let's
one
shuffle
here.
Through here.
I don't think so. So just make something up and do a... one of my favorite commercials from the 70s, like for Just Pants or Playback, the electronic playground, or should we just forge ahead? All right, let's
say we forge ahead.
Let's keep doing this then. All right, it's the top five at five, and I believe we're at number four here, aren't we?
Number four.
Yes, we are. Mitch Trubisky addressed the media after the Bears' 19-14 win over the Giants and said the team definitely had to make adjustments in the half.
You like to have that coming out of the tunnel in the first quarter, so we got to figure out a way to do that. But I think just come together, halftime adjustments, and when things get frustrating, we kind of pull together and have each other's back. So, I mean, enough is enough. It's the sloppiness, the mistakes, everything. It has to stop. We got to get better as an offense. We got too much talent, and we're wasting it because we're hurting ourselves. So we just got to be better. And if everybody does their job, I think we'll be fine. And I think that's what you see third quarter coming out.
You know, I've been very critical of Mitch Trubisky, and I think he deserves much of the criticism he's getting, but I will say he's handled himself like a pro. I mean, you see guys all the time around the NFL and all sports lash out, whether it's against a teammate, a coach, a reporter, a fan base. The guy has taken a lot of heat. There's a ton of pressure on him. He has not played well. This is not me defending his play, but for the most part, he's been a pro. I mean, he's stuck with his teammates and his coaches, and he still does believe in the team. Now, I mean, we can all be very skeptical of him and the offense because they produce next to nothing this season. But
now the guys in the locker room seem to
they do.
Be
I
Trubisky
think they genuinely
fans.
Do. So
and he's handling it better than Jay Cutler did.
That's true.
Anyway, I've said this a million times. If I was a major league ball player, or if I was in the position of a Mitch Trubisky or even a coach, I think I'd be jumping in the stands, beating fans up, and trying to strangle media guys. Except for you, Kevin,
okay.
I would. Go
appreciate
after you,
it,
but I mean, really, you know, it's people who've never played the game, and you know, they're not in the best shape in the world doing all the criticism.
The guy with the beer belly,
yeah,
and,
but it's you know, it goes with the territory, right? That's why they get the big bucks. Let's move on here. More of the top five at five. Checking in at what
number three
in Blue Springs, Michigan. Cameron Henderson is in third grade and has been bullied at school and on social media. And now he's standing up for himself with a song he wrote called Look Within Yourself.
Sometimes people, they tell you that
that's nice. He's also watched his sister being teased, so the song is for her and everyone out there who has faced it. But he said he came up with the song after he was bullied online.
And I looked at my phone again and I was like, I'm not trash. Like, that's not true. That's not true at all. If I cried, then I would get bullied more. And I wrote the song and all of a sudden I felt better about myself.
A third grader from Blue Springs, Michigan, Cameron Henderson. How about that?
More mature than many adults I know.
Absolutely. And I know from some experience with kids in our family, sometimes, especially middle school, can be rough, and mean girls, too. Because, you know, guys are like, we're like doofuses, you know. We, like, punch people, and then 2 minutes later, we don't even know what we did.
But, right.
Sometimes it can really be a problem. Okay, on we go up the charts here.
Number two.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson and his Jumanji The Next Level co-star Danny DeVito were having a relaxing night in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, when they decided to crash a wedding. While on a break from press interviews for the film, the two were sipping tequila together when they announced they were going to surprise a lucky bride and groom.
Unforgettable.
See you, big boy!
In every way.
Yes.
And forevermore.
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 Yeah.
That's
how
you'll stay.
You're gonna stay that way, baby.
That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone
so unforgettable, thinks that you are unforgettable too.
Well, what are you guessing? How much tequila did Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Danny DeVito have before that?
Oh, a couple, two, three, I think. You know, Dwayne Johnson, for as big as Hollywood, it seems like he's in a movie every week.
No, yeah.
But he does seem a pretty down-to-earth and a cool guy. He does seem like a guy that would kind of kick back with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you're in the theater and there's like four trailers and he's in all the movies.
For his movie you're about to see.
Yeah. That's a memory, though. For you know, the folks who having that wedding.
When we see these celebrity encounters and stuff like this, like if a bride and groom were upset with it, like, get out of my party. Yeah, you're not invited here, Dwayne.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the top of the chart today.
Number one.
On the top five at five, it's a story out of Rochester, New York. An 82-year-old woman found herself in danger after she said a man broke into her home. Until she turned the tables on the intruder, Willie Murphy says she was getting ready for bed when a man began pounding on her door. What the suspect likely didn't realize is Murphy is an award-winning bodybuilder who works out at the Y almost every day and can deadlift 225 pounds.
A young man is in my home, broke the door. It's kind of semi-dark, and I'm alone, and I'm old, but guess what? I'm tough. And you want to know what happens? He picked the wrong house to break into. I took that table, and I went to working on him. And guess what? The table broke, and it had metal legs. And I'm jugging him. He's laying down already, because I had really did a number on that man. I'm serious. And you want to know something? I think he was happy when he went in the ambulance, because I sent him in the ambulance. Yes, I did.
She was what? Jugging him? What?
I don't know what that means, but I love this lady.
Yeah, I don't know what it means, but I think it hurts. An 82-year-old Rochester, New York woman. Yeah, okay, he sounds like a lot of fun. And there you have it. There's your top five at five. Is there a big production number that closes it up?
There's a little.
The top five at five.